This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we're approaching the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under the mighty hands of faith, just thanking and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, as I get out of the way, that you may have your way here today. Anoint yourself to clay. Hide me behind Calvary's cross here today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as I invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is a good God and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open it up to the book of Philippians, the book of Philippians, chapter 2. And we'll be looking at verse 14, 15, and 16. And also in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 4. And the Word of God reads in Philippians 2, verse 14 through 16. Do all things without murmuring or grumbling and disputing, that ye may be blameless and innocent, the children of God without rebuke or fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labor in vain. In the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 4, the word of God reads, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. This is the word of God for the people of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of God will endure forever and ever. Hallelujah. So before we get into the word of God today, we want you to be prayerful, praying with us and for us. We thank God for the use of the internet that we are able to preach and teach on a local level and reach on a global level. So we thank God for that opportunity. We thank God for giving us another day, extending grace, mercy, and love upon our lives. That we are on top of the ground not on top of us. God seeing fit that we're still here in the land of the living. And for that, we are thankful. We are grateful. Hallelujah. Just for the next few minutes, I would like to talk about being thankful, the key to a joyful heart. Being thankful, the key to a joyful heart. My brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in today, and those that will be listening at a later date, Christian joy is more than happiness, which is an emotion. Joy is more accurately defined as an inward state of peace and sense of well-being. Hallelujah. Regardless of outward circumstances. He said it again. Christian joy is more than happiness, which is an emotion. Joy is more accurately defined as an inward state of peace and sense of well-being, regardless of outward circumstances. Another key ingredient to a joyful life is having a thankful heart. And a thankful heart is the direct result of remembering and reflecting on who God is and what he is doing in your life. In the book of Psalms, 50, verse 23, the end clause of the verse says, "Whoso offers praise, glorifies, being thankful, the key to a joyful heart." Joy flows from a heart that is thankful. Giving thanks to God is remembering him as being the source of all good things. Gratefulness is the key to a joyful heart. Here, my brothers and sisters, one key ingredient to a joyful life, as we know it, as a believer in Christ, is to have a thankful heart. And a thankful heart is a direct result of remembering and reflecting on who God is and what he is doing in our lives. Here in the book of Psalms 100, the entire Psalm 1 through 5, verse 1 through 5 says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is good. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endured to all generations." So here God wants us, as his children, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. O ye lands, serve him with gladness. Yes, God loves a person that will exercise a joyful heart, that will have given praise and thanks to him from the fruits of our lips. A joyful heart will love him, will serve him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have to remember, the Bible says, as born-again believers, because of what Jesus did, shedding his blood for the remission of our sins, that we could come boldly to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Because of what Jesus did for us. Our righteousness in God's eyes are as filthy rags, but Jesus' righteousness is what have been imparted to our account as being saved, sanctified. Hallelujah. God is good. Oh, yes, he is. He's an awesome God. So being thankful is a key. It's a key to a joyful heart. When we look around in 2020, in the times that we are living in, even people in the church will not say thank you. Hallelujah. As we came up, being thankful was taught to us. It was a part of our lifestyle. Now people, because they are self-centered, they don't really want to say thank you. But we that are born-again believers, we as followers of Christ have to set the example. You see, it's not because of the way we feel. It's not because we try to put ourselves in a different category as the world does. No, being thankful is a way of life. Jesus showed love while he was down here on earth. And we as followers of him must exercise the love of God in our heart. Bible says that we must love God with all our heart, body, mind, and soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. We have to look beyond their faults and see their need. Yes, being thankful in whatever state that we find ourselves in, it is something that we must exercise by faith. It's something that we must be set an example like Jesus is. Bible says we must consider him the author and finisher of our faith. Being thankful, the key to a joyful heart. So believers of Christ, when we are thankful for the goodness of God in our lives, it touched the very heart of God and encouraged him to shower even more blessings upon our lives. Isn't it a blessing? It's best to please God than man. Either you're going to be a man pleaser or a God pleaser. Bible says that in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to him must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that sits high and look low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So having a thankful heart is truly a blessing. A thankful heart is truly a floodgate to the blessing and goodness of God in our lives. Psalms 34:4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. True gratitude, being thankful, it ignites compassion. When we understand that the ultimate goal of provision is happiness and unity with God, we realize that this kind of love wants to be shared. So people of God, living gratefully increases our awareness of the beauty and blessings that are constantly unfolding around us, and thus inspiring us to share those blessings with others. God don't want us to be selfish. He don't want us to be all only concerned about me, myself, and I. No, ministry is about people reaching out to those that are lost and less fortunate than we are, reaching out to the world, because the hope for the world lies within each and every believer of Christ. That's why we got to go beyond the four walls into the highways and the byways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we that are saved, we should be thankful, because being thankful the key to a joyful heart. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. It says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So here Paul was encouraging the Thessalonians at this time for them to rejoice in everything that you go through and to pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Give God thanks because this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So we as believers of Christ, we as followers of his, we must, on a daily basis, pick up our cross, hallelujah, and follow Jesus without murmuring, without complaining, but follow his footsteps, follow the set example that he has set for us down here on earth. Being thankful is the key to a joyful heart. So, believer of Christ, whenever you give thanks to God, despite the most difficult circumstance or situation, the devil loses a big battle in your life. So the enemy, according to John 10:10, he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So God is looking for Christians who live in a realm of praise and thanksgiving, where the devil no longer has an ability to hold or manipulate that person. Yes, it's better to be repeated, believers of Christ. God is looking for Christians who live in a realm of praise and thanksgiving, where the devil no longer has an ability to hold or manipulate them. You see, Satan is defeated when you have a thankful heart, because thankfulness during difficult times is a sacrifice pleasing to God. So people of God, having a thankful heart is as a sweet aroma that pleases God instead of the stench of self-centered complaints. Yes, if I was you, I would write that down. People of God, having a thankful heart towards God is like a sweet aroma that pleases God instead of the stench of self-centered complaints. A thankful heart is a happy heart. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18 says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Yes? In everything, in the good times as well as the bad. And God wants us to be thankful. Be thankful. He woke you up this morning. He sent you on your way. It wasn't the alarm clock, but it was God extending grace and mercy. Each and every morning, he showers down with mercy, with grace, and his love. So in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. A thankful heart does not have room for jealousy, for selfishness, for greed, for strife, for anger, for bitterness, and so forth. A thankful heart is a contented and grateful one. So believers of Christ, we have a Heavenly Father who can do anything and his Savior, Jesus Christ, who died to set us free. Just these two things alone should give us reasons to lift up our arms in praise and thanksgiving. So don't let the devil win in your life by calling your mind and banning your eyes where you, as a child of God, a believer of Christ, overlook the many things around you in order to thank God for. Always remember this, that being thankful is a key to a joyful heart. Being thankful, the key to a joyful heart. You see, when God answers your prayers in a crisis, or he works miracles on your behalf, you should quickly, immediately, and eagerly give God thanks. Bible says in Psalms 44, verse 8, in God we boast all day long and praise thy name forever. Being thankful should flow from our heart on a regular basis. Are you thankful no matter what? The giving of thanks to God for all his blessings should be one of the most distinctive marks of the Christian in Christ. The giving of thanks to God on your behalf as a child of his for all of his blessings should be one of the most distinctive mark of you as a believer of Christ. You see, nothing turns us into bitter, dissatisfied more quickly than an ungrateful heart. And nothing will do more to restore you contentment and the joy of our salvation than a true spirit of thankfulness. So people of God, an ungrateful heart is a heart that is cold towards God and towards his mercy and his love. It is a heart that has forgotten how dependent we are on God for everything. Being thankful, the key to a joyful heart. You see, having a spirit of thanksgiving is always the mark of a joyful Christian. Having an attitude of gratitude and cultivate many blessings and benefits. God is the giver of the big and small blessings each and every day of our lives. Here, the word says in Psalms 107, verses 31, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Believers of Christ, having a thankful heart, it redirects your mindset. Being thankful, the key to a joyful heart, is needed on a daily basis. Having an attitude of thanksgiving in every situation helps you to navigate in trials with a positive mindset. It also helps you to refocus your attention on thanking God for his strength and not on the problem that you're all facing. So remember, child of God, give thanks in all situations. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So people of God, having a thankful heart helps to eliminate complaints. Complaining robs us. Complaining robs us of motivation, and it steals our joy to go forward. We then begin to get very anxious. Here in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, it says, be careful, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayers and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Yes, brothers, sisters of Christ, being thankful is the key to a joyful heart.
I need it.
Lord. Indeed, we need the Lord. Amen. We need him 24/7 each and every day of our lives. Amen. 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But we serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a God that sits high and look low. We serve a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We are grateful again to have the privilege and the hallelujah and the pleasure to bring forth the word of God. Pray that you continue to pray for us, that the Lord would just continue to open up doors for us to bring forth the word, lifting up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is good and worthy. Praise. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in radio land, we are talking about being thankful, the key to a joyful heart. Hallelujah. Believers of Christ, no matter what season in life you may find or experiencing right now, whether it is a time of great blessing where things are going right, or a season or time of distress where problems is overwhelming you, look to the God of all grace with a heart of thankfulness. Thankfulness helps our heart in right and place it in right relationship to the giver of all good gifts. Here in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17, the word says that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and coming down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variation, neither shadow of turning. Giving thanks to God reminds us of how much we do have, because as human beings, we are prone to covetousness. We tend to focus on what we don't have instead of being thankful for what we do have. People of God, when we focus on blessings rather than wants, we are happier because we realize that we could not even exist without the merciful blessings of God on our lives. Dear, thanksgiving to God flows out in abundance only from the heart of a spirit-filled believer of Christ. So we as Christians are commanded in the book of Ephesians 5, verse 18, to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. You see, God's mercy are new every morning. So we are to be always thankful. People of God, as the end of time grows closer and closer to the coming of our Lord, men will become more and more self-centered and sinful. They will become proud, arrogant, and disobedient. Disobedient to authority, unthankful, and unholy. We see it happening now in the times that we are living in. Again, here in the book of Psalms 100, the entire psalm says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. Being thankful to the God that we serve. Being thankful to the God that sits high and little, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power. Hallelujah. Here today. Word says, again in Philippians 4, verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Being thankful, the key to a joyful heart. Believers of Christ, don't compare yourself with others in your walk with God. Do what God has called you to do, because God knows what is best for you. You see, the word says that having a thankful heart is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So when you begin to thank God for what you have, rather than comparing yourself with others and their possessions, it opens the door for God's blessing to flow. Hallelujah. So we must thank him in every situation, whether good or bad. It doesn't matter, because God will come through in his timing. Because Romans 8:28 says, but we know, hallelujah, that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. So children of God, as we cultivate a lifestyle of worship and praise in the magnificent splendor of God, we will be able to break through the strategies of the devil. You see, a worshipful and thankful life will penetrate and fill the atmosphere with the presence of God, because worship is the atmosphere where God truth dwells. The God that we serve, he is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Gratefulness is the key to a joyful heart. Yes, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So believe in Christ. If you believe that your life and all its circumstances are in the hand of a sovereign, wise, and loving God who is always working to accomplish good, then you can indeed rejoice always, because being thankful, the key to a joyful heart. God loves his people. He loves to bless us. He loves to wants to give us his best. See, a joyful heart will do wonders in your life. Joy is as a seed in your heart, planted by the Holy Spirit. God says, rejoice and rejoice always. So believe in Christ. Plant the seed of God in your heart by reading and studying God's word and allowing his presence into your life. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15, for us to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Act on the word of God that have been planted in your heart. Just don't be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word also. God's word and his presence are our armor of joy. Rejoice always. So believer of Christ, refuse to let anyone or anything take away your joy. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength as a follower of Christ. Being thankful, the key to a joyful heart. You see, the joy that is good for the soul and the body is the joy that we find first in the Lord and then in the simple pleasures that he created for human beings. Our joy as followers of Christ glorifies God, and it also benefits us as his children. A cheerful heart responds accurately to any given situation, all the while possessing a deep and enduring peace that enable one to trust in the Lord and know that God is the source of true eternal joy. Yes, rejoice always. Believers of Christ, when we give God thanks in the midst of difficulties, we bring pleasure to his heart, and breakthrough in our lives begin. God is looking for a people, again, who live in a realm of praise and thanksgiving, where the devil no longer has the ability to hold or manipulate them. So Satan is defeated when we, as God's children, have a thankful heart, because thankfulness during difficulties, times, is a sacrifice that is pleasing to God. So child of God, thankfulness is a key to a joyful life. Thankfulness is the key that turns your situation completely around, because it changes you, your outlook, and your attitude. There's power in a thankful heart. Thanksgiving brings contentment. An attitude of thanksgiving accepts and embraces God's will for your life. We serve an awesome God, a merciful God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, here it says in the book of Psalms 116, verse 17, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. So child of God, did you know that thanking God for a difficult situation is actually an offering that he highly values, because you are bringing a gift of thanks to him. Giving thanks brings breakthrough and joyful contentment. So believer of Christ, through Jesus Christ, therefore, let us continuously offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, because a spirit of joyfulness, continuously, thankfulness ought to characterize us as believers of Christ. You see, a thankful heart stems from focusing in on the sovereign grace of God. So believer of Christ, if you want to be a thankful person, get your focus off of yourself and your happiness and put your focus on God and his great purpose in the gospel. If you focus on God and his purpose, he will graciously meet your need with a cheerful heart. There is power from a thankful heart. Being thankful, the key to a joyful heart. My brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in Radio Land, we thank God again for having this opportunity to come before you to bring forth his word in spirit and in truth. We thank God that during your devotional time, pray before you read the entire Psalms 100 and ask the Holy Spirit to quicken to you. Again, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. O ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. True thankfulness from the heart ignites compassion for Christ, compassion for people. Hallelujah. It's time for us to get out of our comfort zone and go out beyond the four walls of the building into the byways and the highways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And maybe one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that is listening to tonight. Hallelujah. That through the teaching that was shared, being thankful, a key to a joyful heart. The Holy Spirit of God may have pricked your heart, brought you to the place of where you have considered what was said, and it met you where you are in life. You may be torn from the floor. I stopped by tonight to let you know, by the unction of the Holy Spirit, by the leading of his Spirit. The Bible says, them that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. We just thank God for his word. We know that his word will not return to him void. God honors his word above his name. If that's you, don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. Today is the day of salvation. Bible says this here. Hear his voice. Harden not your heart. This may be your last time hearing the word. This is not a game. This is serious business for you to make sure that your house is in order. To make sure that once you hear the word, word of God says that, hallelujah, when we stand before Christ, before God the Father, Jesus, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all three agree as one. Man will be without excuse. So we tend to, human beings, we tend to just put it off and keep putting it off. But you never know. Time is wrapping up. Time is not like it once was. Hallelujah. Days are getting, the world is decaying at a rapid rate. The manifestation of the sons and daughter of God Even the world is groaning and waiting for the manifestation of God's people. Hallelujah. Where it says in Romans 10, verse 13, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You have tried everything else. Now, this is an opportunity, a free invitation given to you by God. Bible says that, hallelujah, the Great Commission was to go and preach the gospel to every creature. Those that hear and accept it will be saved. Those that reject it will be damned. That's just the way it is. According to the word, God will not push himself on you. Jesus will not. All he do is give the invitation, but it's up to you to accept it or reject it. The word says, hallelujah, if that's you tonight, or you are considering what was said, give your life to Christ. The word says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, after you repent of your sin, after you get it right with God, after you came in, went to the foot of the cross, told God how sorry you are for the sins that you have committed in your life, and you're ready to get right with him. Bible says that Jesus Christ, he made the provision. He is the way maker. He bridged the gap between God and man. He made it possible. He shed his blood for the remission of our sins, took upon himself the sin of all mankind, became that ultimate sacrifice, hallelujah, for us. He died. He rose from the dead after 3 days with power from on high. Yes, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that is willing and able to help you, to guide you, to lead you, turn you around, put your foot on solid ground. The word says in Romans 9, verse 9 and 10, that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in our heart that God had raised Jesus from the dead, for with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you pray the sinner's prayer, you pray a prayer that touched God's heart, and you were sincere about it, I'll be the first to welcome you to the beloved family of God. The angels in heaven is rejoicing over one sinner that came clean, that came right, and gave his life to Christ. Now, once you come to God, God is standing there with outstretched arms, waiting to welcome you in into his kingdom, into his family. God is good and worthy to be praised. Listen, Jesus Christ is coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back. We don't know the hour, the minute, or the second. All we know is that he said that he's coming back one day for his church. He's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. Where it says in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, all those that will be listening at a later date, we thank God for this opportunity to serve him. We thank him because with his help, all things are possible. My brothers and sisters in Christ, here tonight, we thank God for those that have tuned in, for those that may have tuned in, and hallelujah, we thank God for you. Ask that you just continuously pray for us as we pray for you. Sure, we're in this pandemic. We still quarantine in the house. But this is a time of reflection. This is a time to look within and see where you are with your stand with God, with your stand with Jesus. If you don't know Christ, this is an opportunity to know him. Hallelujah. Sure, we was raised, born and raised in different denominations, but I'm not calling you to no denomination. I'm calling you to fellowship, to a relationship with Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus Christ, he is our great and morning star. He is Lord of lords and kings of kings. If I was you tonight, I would consider what it said. If I was you, it's not by accident that you heard the word. The word of God will find you out. The word of God can set you free, but it's up to you. I had to come just like everybody else publicly. I had to, hallelujah, give my life to Christ. And God has been good to us. So being thankful, the key to a joyful heart. And we just say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. The Lord may lay upon you to send a seed offering, or you may have a prayer request that you would like to send, or you may have questions that you want to talk about, or topics that you want us to consider to bring forth. You can reach us at Blessed and Loose in Faith at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, you can reach us, Dudley Tebow and Lisa M. Tebow, at P.O. Box 92864. Hallelujah. Blessed and Loose in Faith Ministries, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. God willing, Jesus Terry, we'll meet again on Tuesday. Good night. Have a blessed weekend.